Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
And welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman movement. But before we get started, I just want to let you guys know how you can connect with us, which is on my website at www.uniquelydesignedcoaching.com or on Facebook by just typing in Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching. And, of course, you can always hit us up on Twitter, which is just using the @ Nayshawn_Turner. Hey, I am so excited about today's show because we are going to talk about how to make your life colorful with your signature look with my special guest, Eureka B., who is in the house today. Anyway, I'm so excited that she's going to be sharing with us on how to do just that. And I said Eureka, it's Yakira. I'm so sorry. Anyway, listen, if you are ready to upgrade your look by just changing it up a bit, or that you have a desire to create your signature look and say, you know what, this is me. Now, this is really me. Then, you know what? This show is for you. Look, spring is here, and I don't know about you, but I know it's time to step into something fresh that adds a new look to my wardrobe and perhaps your wardrobe, too, for this new season. So today's show is all about helping you to design the right look that complements you, your body, and how you want to show up in the world. So Yakira will be sharing some new tips for switching things up to create a new fashion statement for you. But before I bring her on, let me just tell you a little bit about her. Yakira B. is the founder and head fashion blogger for AntiqueOrange.com, which is an online media magazine. She is the wardrobe stylist, the local fashion blogger, and writer for Orlando Fashion Magazine. Yakira really enjoys helping women unveil their potential through image makeovers and creating new forms of expression through styling, as well as encouraging them to pursue their dreams. She, in her life as a fashion blogger, she's often busy keeping up with the latest trends and styling fashion shoots and just scoping out new boutiques. So I just am so excited that she's on the show today, and I'm so sorry that I butchered up her name, but Yakira, please forgive me. Listen, welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk. I'm so glad to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I love your name, and originally I put an R in there, and I just called you some another name. I'm like, oh, my
that
God,
is okay. That is fine. No worries.
So I apologize. I really do. But I'm so excited that you were able to come on the show. I remember meeting you just a couple of months ago at a success conference, and when we ran into one another, and we kept running into one another, and we're like, okay, this is a divine connection here. We need to get together and talk. It's so funny, when I saw you, you just look like a model. I mean, everything about you was so well put together. Yes, and I had no idea who you were, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman knows her fashion. So I was so impressed with the way you looked, and of course your personality is just drawing and warm and kind. So I'm just so glad that you came on, and plus you look like a client of mine. I think I told you that. So.
Yes, but, you did. I remember that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, our time is so short, and I really want the people to just kind of hear about how you really got into fashion and became this wonderful wardrobe stylist. Just, can you just share a little bit about your story with us?
Oh, sure. I've always wanted to be a fashion designer. That's where it started. And out of high school, I made the decision to go to New York and attend FIT. But during that time, my parents didn't think that that was the best move, so I decided to go to school for speech therapy. And after a couple of years of being in college, I was really unhappy. So I just took out a leap of faith. I didn't tell anyone that I was enrolling in fashion school, and I started taking classes and I was already going to fashion shows, so as my hobby. So I just, you know, fit right in. And then eventually I told my parents what I was doing, and they were a little bit disappointed. But after I started the website and I started getting clients with styling, it kind of just took off from there. I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I volunteered at this women's shelter, and I ended up styling a lot of the women there. And it really just changed my whole perspective on my career.
Wow, wow. So you took a leap of faith and went after your passion.
Yeah.
and wasn't going to let anybody stop you from doing that. And look how well you have just moved through this industry and doing some great things and touching lives of women. And, of course, you know, this is what this show is all about, empowering women. And so when you said you helped women at the shelter to kind of restyle them and help them to jumpstart their life again in using fashion, that is so powerful and so awesome of you to do that. You know, I'm so excited about, you know, this spring season and that's upon us. And you know, there's nothing like adding a splash of color, you know, to your outfit.
Yes.
That's going to make things pop and that will go along with your personality. And I know a lot of women are even afraid of color, but what are some of the latest trends and colors for this season?
Well, for the latest trends for spring, believe it or not, you're going to see a lot of 70s-inspired items. So there's a lot of fringed items going on, tops and handbags, a lot of use of tassels, embroidery, and colorful ponchos. Ponchos are really, really big, and they're a must-have, especially if you have any problem areas. You can just throw it on with a pair of slacks or jeans, and it just changes your whole look. Also, there's flared wide leg jeans. And lots of suede for spring. So, of course, we live in Florida, so a lot wearing suede in spring may not fit us, but you'll see those
mm-hmm.
trends as you're out shopping.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, and the top trend that's going on for spring is the gingham pattern, which is like a plaid pattern that you'll see during picnics. It's usually described as the picnic table type of material, but that plaid is
mm-hmm.
very, very, very popular right now. So you'll see a lot of that in a variations of different colors.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I love it. I love it. I don't know about the plaid. I'm trying to see how I can make that plaid look and work with us. And probably a lot of women are concerned about, you know, how do we really create that signature look. I love the poncho, and I love the flare leg jeans, I think, that you mentioned, and some of the other
right.
colors, and I can make that work. But, you know, how can a woman really create her signature look? I mean, what does, you know, for them to be able to know what's going to look right on them, and it's going to complement, you know, who they are, their body type, and just how they want to represent themselves to the world?
Well, I would say this. A lot of women are afraid of playing with color, and I always tell my clients, start off with your primary colors first, which are yellow, red, and blue. Those colors will never go out of style. They're perfect for any season. There's variations of them, you know, depending on whether it's spring or summer or fall. But I always tell women, start with your solid, either a solid top or a solid bottom in a color that you like. What is your favorite color? So mine is green. So I tend to have maybe more green skirts of variation of styles, or I'll have maybe a couple of green cardigans or crop jackets. So I always tell women, start off with a color that you like, or start off with a color that you don't have in your wardrobe, and try to find solids of that color in your bottoms, and then use a lighter color for your top. So a lot of the times I tell women, when they're just starting out with color, find a really nice, crisp, white collared shirt and find a solid bottom of a color that they normally would not wear, whether it's blue or red or yellow, and then find, you always want to do everything in threes. So you have three colors that you are going to wear. So if you're going to wear a solid bottom, you would wear a lighter color top. And maybe your necklace or your scarf or your bracelets are of a different color. But everything pops and everything is in the same family. It looks like it's a cohesive look.
Wow, I love it. Find your favorite color and start with that. And then, of course, you said do all things in threes. That's a really good formula to kind of go by, and using a solid and then kind of bring in a little pop of color of some type of design or print or whatever that you're looking for that you feel would look right on you. But how does a person, would that work for everybody type, or are there certain things that we need to look for if you are a little full figure, or if you are on the slimmer side, or how do you know which will work well for your body type?
Okay, so basically, you know, we have the different body types, the different body shapes, such as a pear shape, or a rectangle shape, and those on the slimmer side, the slender side, they can get away with wearing a variety of different colors and patterns, so that's not really an issue. But for more of the full-figured women such as myself, there are a lot of patterns and certain cuts that I would not recommend. So if you are bottom-heavy, meaning that you are very curvy and you don't wear a lot of tight clothing, I do not recommend for anyone who is full-figured to wear very, very tight clothing, only because if you have any problem areas, it enhances your problem area. So we always want to focus on creating a beautiful silhouette. So you want to stick with more of an A-line skirt and wide-leg pants.
Okay.
So when it comes to full-figured women, they can do prints. But I would prefer if you do prints for your bottom versus prints for your top, just because prints for on a full-figured woman that is somewhat more full on the top, it will bring more attention to fullness. So if you do want to do a print, it's better that your prints are bottoms, which are skirts, Bermuda shorts, or pants, and then you can do a contrast color or a neutral color for your top and accent it with a scarf or a necklace.
Oh, wow. Okay, I love it. I love it. And what about the jewelry, the jewelry part? I mean, I know there's a lot of chunky jewelry that's out now that's great. And it doesn't necessarily, of what I've seen, have to match up with everything that you have on. I remember back in the day, you know, a lot of women, you know, whatever outfit they had on the, you know, if it was a pink dress, they had to have pink shoes, they had to have pink bracelets, pink purse, you know, all of those things. But that's not the fashion trend now. You can kind of mix and match. You can have on some leopard shoes with a solid, you know, colored dress with a different color necklace that's kind of chunky. And how do we know how to put those kind of looks together to know that it does flow very well?
Well, you want to pick contrast colors. For example, if you're going to choose, everything has to do with the color wheel. So I always tell my clients, you know, go on Google, pull up the color wheel, and you'll see what color couples go together. Okay, so for example, red and green, those are complementary colors. Even though I wouldn't recommend wearing red and green because it makes you think of Christmas, there are
Christmas,
certain colors
yeah.
that can kind of go together. So, for example, you can do a monochromatic look, which is a variation of the same color. Okay, so if you're going to do maybe a dark pink jacket, you can do a lighter pink blouse and maybe a very, very lighter pink skirt or pants. your goal is to do everything in threes. So if your shoes are cheetah print and your dress is a different color, then you want to pick a necklace that is not only clunky but of a different color to make everything pop. That's why it's always good to do everything in threes. So I always tell my clients, you know, pull out a color wheel and look at what colors kind of go together, because it's really impossible. There's no formula when it comes to mixing your colors together. You just have to know what colors actually look together, but you have to look at a color wheel to kind of figure that out. But when it comes to putting your ensemble together, you don't want anything to match, meaning your purse shouldn't match your shoes. Your shoes are is one statement, and then your purse is another statement. Each item that you have on should be a statement. So if you're going to do a solid color dress, then your necklace and your purse should be of a different color. Or if you're not comfortable with doing that, I always tend to pair my necklace and my purse together, or my purse and my belt to be the same color, and then the rest of the outfit could be two different colors or patterns. So I always recommend also for people to grab a magazine. The magazines that are out is your best guide to kind of figure out what look you like. And mimicking is not an issue. You can mimic as much as you possibly want to, as long as you start to familiarize yourself. Once you start looking through magazines, you'll start to realize the same color patterns go together, and you can do the same thing in your wardrobe. A lot of times women think that they have to go shopping, but they have the perfect items in their closet. They're just not mixing the items together. And I always emphasize that prints and solids always go together. Black and white with another bold color is beautiful. You can play with black and white and yellow, black and white and blue in different styles and variations as long as you want to, and then pair it with a clunky necklace or a simple necklace and a scarf. The mixing and matching is endless as long as you understand what colors go together. So it's important that they download Color Wheel and look at what colors can go together, and you can't lose.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, you gave us so much great information. I've learned so much just listening to you. I just want you to continue to go on and on and on about that. So just briefly, how does, you know, because there's different type of skin types that we all have, whether we're lighter or golden or a little bit more pale or, you know, just different skin types. And how do we make colors work with that as well as the age difference? I mean, I'm 50, and so there are, you know, women who are listening or that will be listening that are a little bit younger, whether in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. How do we make sure that we're choosing the style that's right for our age, or is there a particular style that's right for our age as well as our complexion that works well with our skin tone?
Complexion plays a huge part, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because you have three different tones. You have more of the yellow undertone, and that's for people who are fair. They can wear colors that accent their pigmentation. So, for example, someone who is on the lighter side, they can play around with lighter pinks and pastels. They won't look as washed out, but there's certain colors like a bright yellow that may not accent them too well just because they already have a yellow undertone. So I always tell my clients that are lighter to do your blues, but they have to be on a lighter blue, like a lighter blue or a lighter green, but not so much yellow. Yellow and orange may not be the colors that best suit them. For someone who is in between medium colored, you can do more of your oranges and your reds. Cobalt blue or cerulean blue, which is true blue, looks really, really good on medium complexions. The darker tones can wear any color, basically. There is no color that a darker toned person cannot wear. They make every color pop, whether it's white or it's gray or it's yellow or blue or red or purple. They make any solid color pop. So they have more, they have a variety of colors that they can wear that's going to make their skin pop against in contrast with the color. Those who are on the lighter side, they just have to make sure that they stay away from certain yellows. You have more of a canary yellow. A canary yellow is gorgeous, but anything that is yellow or orange or lime green may not be the best suit for someone who is on the lighter side. It's going to wash them out. I also tell my clients that colors that blend in with your skin, you should not wear them, because it's going to wash you out. You want colors that are going to make your complexion pop. So it's just not a great idea if you're already a brown complexion and the top you're wearing is earth toned. I think a lot of African American women tend to stick with earth tones because they're comfortable, but not realizing that earth tones may not work in your favor depending on your complexion, especially if you're medium brown. Earth tones may not work for you. It's going to completely wash you out. So you want to stick with colors that fit your complexion. And medium tones, they can wear a lot of rich colors, mostly orange and red, a lot of blues and deep greens and deep purples and magentas. And on the yellow side, you can wear a variety of different colors. You just can't wear yellow and orange. Those colors may not favor you and such. And the darker tones, they can wear as whatever color that want to.
Okay. Wow. And so does that colors work with the ages as well, the variety of ages
Yes, I think I style my mom, and she doesn't know that a lot of the pieces that I get are from younger stores. It's all about how you wear it. I think the older you are, you assume that you have to wear a certain look because of your age, and that's not true. I'm not saying that, you know, women in their 60s should wear club outfits, you know, for those who are in their early teens. But you can wear skinny jeans, you know. You're allowed to wear skinny jeans. There's certain styles that someone in their 30s can wear and someone in their 60s can wear. Also, it's all about how you put it together. A lot of the times you see some women who are in their older age and they tend not to show as much skin. And you can wear off-the-shoulder tops. And I just wouldn't recommend crop tops. But that doesn't mean that you can't show your shoulders or that you can't show your back. You know, you're still alive. You're not dead, and you have a great shape, you know. And so I always encourage women who are older, you know, showing a little bit of skin and, you know, wearing not so much the traditional, I call it a lot of women, or like a lot of my mom's friends, they shop at Chico's, and I love Chico's, and I tend to go in there and pick whatever pieces they have and mix it in with another store, you know, like Macy's.
Right.
Or a lot of people don't like Forever 21 because it's a more of a young crowd, but you'll find a lot of ponchos and beautiful throws at a really great deal that you can use to accent your outfit. So, yeah, I always tell my older clients, do not be afraid of the younger styles. You just have to pick and choose what is appropriate, you know, what is appropriate.
Wow.
You know, there's nothing wrong with still looking sexy and showing off, you know,
yes,
your shoulders, and make sure that your skirts are decent, you know, not like mini skirts, but that doesn't mean they have to be to the floor either.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so good because we have to give ourselves permission to enjoy what we like to wear and to feel good about what we're wearing. And because, again, it is about how we want to show up in the world, and we want to feel confident in what we wear and not feeling like we
right.
have to stay away from certain things because of our age and those kind of
right.
things. So thank you for explaining that. That just, I think that kind of freed a lot of women to feel like, okay, so I still can wear my little Fame sweatshirt where it's off the shoulder, and I could wear my cut-up jeans. I remember buying a pair of jeans myself, and you know, they were all cut up, and a friend of mine, she's like, I always thought I was too old to wear them, but I see how you wear them. They look so good on you. And I'm like, yeah, I just believe this is what I want
of
to wear,
course.
And so I'm going to wear it, and I know how to make it look good with a dress shirt or whatever I'm going to wear, and heels. And,
of course.
And so Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I know that you love to do is to help women unveil their potential through image makeovers. And so
yes,
can you
ma'am.
Just tell us briefly how you do that and how this experience is so empowering for women?
Well, you know, believe it or not, there is power in words. And a lot of the times I point out the good traits in my clients, okay, in regards to their shape. You know, because a lot of women, we have insecurities about our body type, or we have insecurities about whatever it is, maybe, you know, complexion or whatever it is, crazy, crazy insecurities that kind of enable us from walking who we are made to be. And so what I do is before I start styling, I tell them, you know, this is beautiful about you. This characteristic, we're going to accent this because it elongates you. Like, women need to hear those words of affirmation about their shape.
Absolutely.
So I start there. And then as I'm styling them, I go through their wardrobe and I point, you know, after I point out the good traits about their shape, style them from there. And I always tell them, you know, these are your problem areas, but these are your areas that are beautiful, and this is what you need to stick with. A lot of the times women don't take care of their appearance because they think it's superficial, but it's not. It's not superficial at all. Your appearance is key to where you're going. It's key to the type of job that you want, the type of mate that you want. I mean, you attract what you put out. So it is important that you take time in your appearance. And a lot of times our appearance reflects how we feel about ourselves. So you kind of want to combat that. Even if you are having a rough day, your appearance should not say that at all. So I start there. It's all in the mind. And a lot of issues that women have that kind of trickles down into their image starts with the mind. So it's important that as a stylist, not only styling and fixing people's closets and wardrobe, that I start in their mind, and they have to hear words of affirmation and whatever it is, that whatever changes that they want to make, it's important that you encourage someone else to make those changes and that those changes are possible. So that's where I start. It's my passion to help women realize just how beautiful they are. And they really don't know. A lot of women don't know how beautiful they are. They think that if I wear enough makeup that I'm beautiful. And it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with your confidence goal. You know, confidence is so, so important. And so all of this goes together with your clothing. If you're not confident in what you're wearing, it shows. So I start there.
Absolutely.
I start with the mind. I start with words of affirmation, and it kind of goes off from there. It just continues. It's like a ripple effect.
Absolutely. It is about the mind, you know, because as a man thinketh, or a woman thinketh in her heart, so is she. And so it's so important for us to embrace that truth about ourselves and to love that part of us, you know, even that imperfect part of us, you know. And so it's so great to know that, listen, you know, this is who we are, and to learn how to project the positive of who we are into the world and to be grateful to God for that. Listen, we got only a few seconds left, and I just want you to give one tip that you could share with us that can help transform our look today, and then I want you to give us your information so how we can get in contact with you later.
Sure. My main tip for all listeners, stop wearing so much black. Stop wearing so much black. Try to minimize your black and start with your neutrals. I prefer clients have tons of neutrals, which are your grays and your tans and your whites and your jeans, versus having tons of black and no color at all. So that's my biggest tip. Get out of your black zone and get into your patterns and your solids.
You're talking to
me.
Yes, go ahead. I was going to ask you, just go ahead and give your information.
Yes, you can contact me on IG, on Instagram at @antique_orange, and Twitter at @antiqueorangeblog, and on Facebook at @antiqueorange.
Wow. Thank you, Yakira, for coming on the show today. I tell you, you've given us so much information, and this is changing me, if it doesn't change anybody else. But I know that our audience appreciate everything that you were able to share with us. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to seeing and talking to you again and showing you my new look. All right. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, listen, if you guys have enjoyed the show, make sure that you tune in again to Uniquely Designed Talk. Just push the click or just click the blue follow button on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be back with another great show helping you to redesign your life. You guys have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.